We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on the line with Father Robert Ziliox of St. Mary's in Swarmville. And Father, we understand that there's a letter that's been circulating. Can you tell us just broadly what this letter is about?
Basically, the letter is requesting and asking a lot of my brother priests to pray over, to consider, with a heavy heart, requesting or demanding the resignations of Bishop Blown and Bishop Grosch. That in the fact we've, you know, similar to, you know, some of the things that John Hurley and the MRT had put in their letters, that we sought in good faith to work with you for the good, but the events of the past weeks, et cetera, have made it difficult in the comments and the request made by the movement to restore trust for you to resign or consider resigning, made it clear that your office of bishop and chief shepherd has been compromised, that the leadership spiritually for us to heal and grow is lacking. So, you know, that's sort of the context, basically, that under the circumstances of the events of the past weeks, you know, months, you know, sent a lot of good stuff, but at the same time, I think some of the challenges have made it, you know, have been overwhelmingly. Now, the question is, you know, are my priests going to want to do this, you know, publicly? And that's the challenge, right? And that's what I'm trying to find out, you know. I would never reveal names of guys who don't sign it, you know, in the sense that those who do sign it, you know, the absence of names is kind of obvious, you know, so to kind of really call guys out by name that way would not necessarily be fair. Maybe they're approaching Bishop Blown and writing letters to him directly, you know, which is a possibility as well.
I know before we started this interview, you had mentioned some of the numbers that had come in, or, you know, you couldn't say definitively what the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, could you explain just why you can't give a definitive number right now?
I can't get a definitive number because the number just can't, kind of, it fluctuates. You know, it grows, and then, you know, some guys pull out, some guys sign back on. It's a tough ask. You know, I've made that very clear. This is a heavy ask for guys. You know, they have their own consciences to follow. But at the same time, as I've made it clear, you know, in my interview last Friday with Channel 4 and other places, this does not seem to be a difficult decision.
Now, can you, I guess, speak in just general terms? I mean, is it a significant amount of priests in the Buffalo Diocese? And, I mean, we were seeing some numbers that it was only about a dozen or so, but, I mean, that doesn't seem like it's really a lot of people in the Buffalo Diocese. Could you give some context to just the size of the numbers?
Well, I think the context, if you go back to the whole situation that took place in Boston back in 2001, 2002, when a letter was circulated by the presbyter of the clergy of the Archdiocese of Boston, I think they were able to garner, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 58 signatures of clergy in the Archdiocese of Boston of the letter of, you know, requesting a resignation on part of Cardinal Law at the time. Within a week or so, I think, of receiving that letter, he made the decision to resign. But the Archdiocese is much larger than Buffalo. They may have like 500-600 priests, you know, or they had 500-600. So percentage-wise, I would say even though I have right now 12, 13, maybe 14 guys who have, you know, signed on, three or four of which have publicly made that known. So I suppose that's not unusual, or that's not, you know, a secret, so to speak.
Yeah.
Father Paul Sile, Jack Ledwin, I think my classmate Jim Kirkpatrick made it known, or that's out there. But I think percentage-wise, I think since Buffalo we only have maybe 250, 260 priests between the active and retired, as well as 12 or 13 percentage-wise, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's in the ballpark of similar numbers, you know. But I thought I could get more.
Okay.
And I'm going to wait and see, you know. I think one of the challenges is trying to get, you know, addresses on how to contact guys, you know. So I'm in the process today of, you know, everybody that I have not been able to get the letter to, I'm getting the letter out to them, and I'm hoping to see what happens over the next week or so.
Okay,
do
you have, like, a definitive, like, okay, this is the last date that I'm going to be sending out the petitions, or is this just a process that however long it's going to take, that's how long it's going to take?
I think I've learned over the years not to give myself time limits or whatever, benchmarks or whatever that I can't fulfill, because then you look like an idiot, and that I'm not going to do. So I think from that perspective, you know, it's not going to be long. You know, this is not going to be a drawn-out thing, I can assure you of that. But I want to give my brothers some time to pray over it, you know, and respect their, you know, as best I can, But then once I get to the point I say, okay, listen, this is not going any further, then I definitely will kind of get out there and make it known.
What message do you have for parishioners who, you know, they're seeing all this news that's going on with many priests losing, you know, faith in the bishop? They are following this entire scandal, and they're kind of questioning their own Catholic faith as a result of all this. What message do you have for those parishioners?
I think one of the things that I've shared with my parishioners here at St. Mary's is to recognize and to realize that the church that we love, the faith that we are a part of, the faith that has inspired us and strengthened us for generations, is divine. The church itself is divine. The people of God, right? It's not Bishop Malone's church. It's not the Holy Father's church. It belongs to the people of God. And together, we as a community, we as a church, right, have a responsibility to everybody. We can't be isolated individuals. And so I think from that perspective, the church that I believe in, the church that I serve, the church that I chose to become a priest for, is divine, holy, and inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, the leaders, though, sometimes are not as holy as they could be. And, you know, it's occupants, you know, I think from that perspective. So that's something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. One of the things I've heard is I think a lot of, you know, parishioners are having conversations in their parishes. They're asking their parishes. They're doing surveys. They're doing a lot of things. So I think what I did last Friday has really stirred things on, in addition to the comments and the requests made by the Movement for Restore Trust, which represents, I would argue, the laity, because it was that independent body of laity that comprised the entire diocese came together to work with Bishop Malone. So I think, you know, from that perspective, just encouraging parents to have those dialogues and conversations and, you know, ask their pastors. You know, regardless of the vehicle, whether it's a letter or some other fashion, the question I'm trying to find out is who thinks he should go and who thinks he should stay? You know, and how do we deal with that? And what do we do with that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.